since we're in the middle. And many things have happened since we last learned. I want to get out of this. We started, the overall, the overview we've done. And to some degree, we've gone through some of the particulars of the different Anoyim. Tonight, for a starting point, you have to start somewhere. We're going to start with the second group of the. I'm not sure if we did it. Even if we did it, we'll do it again.
We blasted it at the end. It was a before Myra blast. Before Myra. Finish it off. It needs.
Needs some more work.
It needs work.
A little more work. Okay. So then we'll do a little more work on here. The second set of two that we have in the Mishnah is Yosi HaKoyin Chosid. He's given a title here. Yosi HaKoyin. He's a Chosid. And Shimi Ben Asan al Yoichet. Yosi HaKoyin was the Chosid, and he's given that title, and Shimon ben Asanel Yoichet. The set works the same way as the first set of meaning. The way we explained that there are, we were talking about the different koichos of nefesh and the different koichos of guf that are corresponding relating to them. In the first set, we had Rav Lezer ben Hosea, Ashi Yaladatoi of Yeshua, meaning the Guf Zach, which is the corresponding to Rav Lezer ben Hosea, Madrega of Nefesh. And in this set, we have the higher level of Ruchni in the person, which is called Seichel on Neshama, and its corresponding Zachos of the goof. This set has, well, first of all, how does it work? What's the setup? There's a very big chiddush here in understanding the idea of chassidus. And we will, I'll go into this a little bit. The higher level of zakus aguf brings to chassidus. The corresponding nefesh in the neshama level, which is seichel, is in the sala yorichet. If we would give him the choice, he would have asked us, generally, that's our bottom nefesh, that's there. If he would have asked us, we would have said the opposite. Yorichet is a, we would have the impression, year. It's something that comes from, relates more to guf. Generally, this is true. When you have guf and neshama, guf and seichel, so year relates more to guf. And seichel relates more to ava. Here we have an opposite form to the normal setup. The ava, the chesed, the chassidus, of Yosi, in the portion explained to us, that's the chelet of the guf zach, comes from a guf zach, from the purity of body, purity of the chumah. And the seichel, the chokhmah that comes from being a baal seichel, that relates to yoichet. So both of these things, there's a tremendous chiddush in both sides of the coin. And we need to understand each one individually and their relationship. Just for starters, we can remind ourselves, many, many moons ago, we learned the Mishnah has the same set, but in the negative form. Over there in the beginning of the Mishnah, Perek Sheni, Mishnah 8, about 2.5 years ago. A boor, who is a person who is lacking this is the opposite of a chochmah. So lacking the basic chokhmah, so he can't come to Yorichet. There are many different Mahalchim in that Mishnah, what we learned it, and maybe a little bit differently. But according to the way we're learning it now, corresponding to the Mishnah of today, Velei Amoritz Chosid, and Amoritz is the opposite of the Zaklus or Nefesh of the Kohen of Chosid. Amoritz is a person who has a Nefesh of the Arts. A Nefesh of the Arts. The Nefesh of the Arts is missing Chosidus. Let's understand each one of these individuals.
Let's go to America.
We can go to them all quicker. Okay. Mal explains that the Chassidus, the basic Yisrael Chassidus, comes from the Zachus Achimah. When a person has Zachus Achimah, then he can come to the Fnim Shuzidim. This all the Rishonim explain, all the Mepharshim explain, which maybe without them, we wouldn't hear it so clearly. The Yisrael of Chassidus is Fnim Shuzidim. What the Rishonim explain on our Mishnah here, and the Maral explains it with a greater clarity, is that that is the Yisrael of Chassidus. After the Kafka, we can make the statement that the Yisrael of Chassidus has its four and foremost Shoresh made on Machaveh. As I ask myself, Rishonim also makes the statement. This is a major change in outlook and understanding the whole parsha of Chassidus. Generally, when a person approaches the subject of Chassidus, and then maybe we have to make the Hagdama, we're not talking about the way the term was used in the last 200 years. We're talking about the way the term was used in Chazal, in the Rishonim. Chassidus. The word Chassidus means the name Shuzadim. A tzaddik, the relationship, Chos relates to tzaddik. Tzaddik is a person who does his responsibilities. He keeps Shulchan Aruch. He does what he has to do and keeps away from what he shouldn't be doing. A Chosid, the person who is nichnas to the name Shuzadim. The Haschol of the Shayish of Chassidus is in the parasha of Rasis of Yashar HaTayif, which relates first to Bina Machaveh. The Shevish HaDava goes very far, goes all the way back to the Kiva. Sekhal Gadol V'Teyah, V'after Echa Kamecha, V'after Echa Kamecha, Sekhal Gadol V'Teyah. All of the, anybody who was anybody who spoke on the subject, deals with the problem. Fine, that I understand that it's the Shoresh of Eidon Lechaver. Why is that the Shoresh of Kol HaTayakul? What about Avayit? What about Avayit Hashem? Eidon Lemokon? That would seem that it doesn't relate to Ba'at Lech Kamoich as the Shoresh. I say the Tefillin of Shoresh Adin. Including the chelik of Bina Mokam, can be all said imid al rekel echad, like after it's a guy to do with Bina Mokam. Where does the Bina Mokam come from? So there are many truths and they're all right. There are many truths and they're all right. To try to get the general mahalach that goes to most of the truths in different forms of the same idea. The basic idea is that the upgrading of the quality relationship from din, shuras din, to to Ahava, and Yasisa Yashar Toif, a person who comes to directly in Bin Alam Mukhaverai, and as a derivative, as an extension, he can upgrade it to Bin Alam Mukha. There's a ladder. And remember what we spoke about Tisha B'Av, because anything's happened since then. But Vadai, we also mentioned the idea that Lenechav Yishalayim Asha Omdu Dvarim Al Hadin. When a person wants to relate Al Pidin, everything Al Pidin, that's Chum. That's the opposite of Kirim Harim. The Parsha Vasiso Yashav Ataif is a Chiv. More asked in many places, some din Torah that the mother had, he went to the person that was there, and the pasuk that he has to pay. He said, he knows the machis, he doesn't have to pay. Some din ohachi. So I said, in. Vasi sayachavata. For you, that's the halach. For you, you're a person on your level, you can't say, well, it says according to strict letter of the law that you're right. That's the din. You have a chiyu, you have a responsibility to go beyond it. Din is chor. We want to go back, all the way back to the beginning of the Seder HaElul. So the world was created Bikesh, because Baruch Hu Livra HaElul Mimidus Adin. Rosh Hain Yochel Liskayim Shituk Mimidus HaHachim. There's a tremendous Milo Mimidus Adin. Ad Kidei Kach that the basic Ratzayin of the Rabbanim Shalom is to create the world Al Pi Din. And we're going to get there, one way or the other. The basic understanding for it is the understanding of the whole Tachlis, the world of Din. It's not a negative. Din is what puts everything in its proper place. The problem with everything in the world is that every particular idea that may have certain rights to it is extended out and blown up to be the whole picture, and then it carries over to places where it doesn't belong. Din is, on any subject, you find two people have different sides of the subject. There may be an equitas emes in each philosophy, in each idea, in each side of the machlokes. Din's job is to chop off the extensions that are incorrect and to limit the emes, the extension of the emes, to the intrinsic reality that it carries, the quality that it has. You're right, from here to there, but not further. Beyond that, you're wrong. If we would be able to be oimid b'din, then din would be the greatest bracha. Because din allows each person to get what he really needs, what he really deserves, what's really good for him. If last time we learned this mission was talking about Tisha B'Av, now it's obvious that it's talking about Rosh Hashanah. This is a Rosh Hashanah, it's obvious. The Mishnah is teaching us the two sides of the Rosh Hashanah subject. Rosh Hashanah, maybe the Rosh Hashanah will be able to complete. It's that part of the Mishnah. There are two sides of the Rosh Hashanah story and two sides of the Hasidic story. Din v'achan. From the Shoresh of the world, the Bikush of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah wanted to make the world Al Pi Din. And that wasn't just the Havamina. That's one of the basic systems where the Benjamin creates the world. Every beginning starts with Din. That's the advantage of Din. That's the mile of Din. And that's the reason why on Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the world, It's din. Al din is not a joke. It's real din. And anybody who's lived more than 3 or 4 years in this world has realized that it's not a picnic. There are all kinds of very strange things go on in the world. And it's not all that pleasant. If a person lived a few more years in the world, and he's learned a little bit about what goes on beyond his own dalavanas, and he's learned a little bit maybe of history, especially in the last 2,000 years, especially because now, the last 50 years, we've been given tremendous descriptions, tremendous lessons of what Midas HaDin is all about. Midas HaDin is no joke. Midas HaDin is a very serious business. And it can hurt. But as the Rebbeinu Shlomo said when he started the world, that man that the Rebbeinu Shlomo created that will bring to his tachlis cannot be oimid in din. Won't be oimid. You can have Yechid Iskula, you have Yaakov Avinu. So that's his neder, Vayisud Elokim, who said he can be oimid b'din. Rabbi Akiva himself was oimid b'din. Rabbi Akiva, what was his end? Rabbi Akiva Sorko was Psar Mesecha Shal Barzel. Rabbi Akiva, the Omud of Torah Shel Baal Peh. Rabbi Akiva, what is his end? Sorko the Mesecha Shal Barzel, he tore his flesh off in Malai. That's bad enough. No. Then what the flesh that they tore off, Mochu B'Makunis, they sold in the marketplace for dog food. He wasn't buried. He had this little dog food. The mind can't be tasteless. This is brought into the Piyutim of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. We have the Zecher of these dvarim. That's the way Midas HaDin looks. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Malachim, the Malachishah, Zu Torah, Zu Tzchor. When he saw the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, he says, that's his Torah, he'd like to see his Schar. So he said, you want to see his Schar? Fine, I'll show you his Schar. Turn around, and he showed him the end of Rabbi Akiva. He showed Moshe Rabbeinu, Zu Torah, Zu Tzchor. That's his Schar. Ishtuk. Kach Olav HaMachshava. Olav HaMachshava, that's this Machshava, the Midas HaDin. And in our terms, in the terms of Nevarim, the way we know, it's Chorim. In those terms, Rabbi Akiva himself can be Nisarak B'Masech HaShav Barzel. The opposite number of Midas HaDin is Midas HaRachamim, which takes the din and wraps it. Doesn't eliminate din, but it wraps it in a packaging which there is kiyum. This packaging is a packaging of chesed. This is the packaging of toif. Rasisa Yosho v'atoif. Yosho relates to the emes. Toif. The din could require something that is difficult for us to relate with. Asisul Yoshua Toyv packages in a form that is more acceptable, that we can deal with, that we can stand, we can exist under those circumstances. Already from here we can hear the idea that the packaging for seichel, the packaging, the seichel's purpose is relates to din. The seichel's purpose is to understand when you're learning. There's no rachamim, any rachamim b'din. When you're learning, well, be'erich it's right. Sometimes it's almost right. That's not good. When you're learning, mechamto shel Torah. Chavrusa says as far that was be'erich right. So you blow it to pieces. Because Be'erech Reid is totally wrong. I blow up the pieces and I take the piece out of it that could be good and we build something new. But that's wrong because almost right is not right. It's like being almost broken. Almost broken is not broken at all. You can't be almost right. Seichel, the purpose of Chokmah, is to be Oymed al Ha'emes. Behold, be here also. Seichel has the capability of existing in the Olam Hadin B'toiv. The Seichel, which is a Chelek Elyon of the person, so it's all of a Machshava. The Chelek Machshava of a person, the highest level of a person, the highest level of the world, is that level where Din has its place and can exist. But it needs packaging. It needs a support system. The Maisim, when it's brought down the Maisa into this world, if it would be brought out only Al-Pi Din, then Rosh Ein Yochel Hiskai. V'asisa v'ayosha v'toyif, the Mias HaToyif v'achesed, is that that can package Torah, and now we can hear really why this was the Gufnopi, that it can package Torah in a way that it can be accepted, in a way that it can be, it can stand, in a way that it can exist. There are two koiches. We've learned this already, I think, also. There are two koiches in Torah. The two Moshe HaTorah in the time of the Midbar with Moshe V'Aaron. Moshe, Torah. It's Oymed B'Din, Me'abrik Adair, tell you so it came with his answers. It was Melamed the Torah and his charity. What was right and what was wrong. The Oy of Shalom, the Oy of Shalom, that was Aaron. Okay. Rabbi Yosi is also okay. Now, this is fitting for this Madriga that we're learning to. Like it says, Tumecha v'ulecha v'ish chasidecha. The Midas HaKoyin, in Piv, that Sifsei Koyin Yishmeru Das. The Shmir of the Das itself, the Torah impurity is the Torah's Eish Dos Lomot. But the Yishmer, the Shmir is HaDas, so that it could be in the sky of a poil and a person could be Oymid under the all of Torah. That's the job of the Koyin, to be Mashpia and Klai Yisrael. His midas and midas achesed. Tumecha v'recha v'ish chafidecha. The zakul sachayma, that is the kli that can be makabel the chokhma, is that koyach atoyif, that koyach that can take din and how should we say it? And to bring it into the Olam HaMaisa B'Tzura.
You adapting the
You what?
You're adapting the day.
Yeah. Shaping. Every Rachamim has an adaptation to it. So the Sufi Sham has a whole parak al chelik. We ask the question. So if it's Rachamim, then it's not then. So he says, no. They both exist simultaneously. True that Al-Pidin, if a person be Chayte, a lightning bolt would come out of the sky and strike him dead and bolt in the place. The Midas HaRachamim allows for all kinds of adjustments that Midas HaRachamim didn't want to allow for example, given time, maybe it'll be true. That exists only from the Midas HaRachamim. The whole music of Tshuva only comes in Midas HaRachamim. Accepting a little bit in place of a lot. Midas HaDin, and there were days that even on Tshuva Samishko, that a person who did an Aveir would go to the Rav of the year, and they would give him tikkunim, and suddenly it wasn't easy. That was weighed out. The pleasure that was received in the Aveir, there were person accepted on himself Yisurin, Tanitzim, whoever it was, Chuzo Mishkel, Tikkun. We can't be human in these things. Who can fast nowadays? We can barely make it through the fourth amazing. We're very shvach gedur. If we would have to do on one lashon hara, so the saw on this, on one lashon hara you need 75 tenesim or something. You know? We wouldn't live long enough to finish all of tenesim. Part of the tshuva that we say in Tefillas Hakot in Kippur, it says that this is so as the doors went down, we become more concentrated. In the earlier days, there was a Megillas Tainis, for example. Every time that there was a Nes, so there was Kaveh a day, you're not allowed to have a Tainis, you're not allowed to have. On the day that there was Tzor, so it made Tainis. It was called Megillas Tainis. Until at the end of the Bai Sheni, they were Greenis Megillas Tainis. Why? So the one Shabbos says, because and a sheitam argish, a couple of shayin's and more. That's the point. You can't be happy every day, and you can't have times every day. There's so many of them. There's so many things that happen to Klal Yisrael that we're not up to that anymore. So they were misakin that all of the tenesim of the year will be in the Arba Tenesim, and the halal that's supposed to be on all of the nisim. So the halal of Rosh Chodesh will be for all of the Nisan of each Chodesh. The same thing, the Tainis that we need for the Tshuva, we packed in the Tainis of Tshuva, the whole process of Tshuva, all of the Nisan for all of the Chodayim. We said to the Zaka, we asked the Baruch Hashem to accept the one Tainis a year of Yom Kippur, which is different than the Arba Tainis. It's not the Tainis of Tshuva of Yom Kippur for all of the Nisan that we owe. We don't have the capability of giving an equal weight. But the Midas HaRachamim accepts that lefi the koichos of the generation, lefi the situation. You're going to tell them to fast every day, they'll never be able to learn, never be able to daven, never get anywhere. So lefi koichoi, that extra tefillah, that extra feeling of tshuva realization, that the Tzayim of Yom Kippur, besides the idea of the Tzayim of Yom Kippur itself, also includes the Tzayim HaTshuva of Tzvilas HaMishkol on all of the Chatoyim that person has. The Midas HaDin doesn't know about such things. The Midas HaRachamim extends the Midas HaDin to accept that also. And so forth. There are other similar such arrangements. The Midas HaRachamim allows and certain adjustments, allows a certain leeway, but it's not a vata to do something. The Mishnah says later, the nation waits, erech ha'payim, b'al b'soif, if lo yosu tshuva, gova tila. At the end you pay. And then you pay. We have to know that in our generation, we're, as a Klal Yisrael terms, We're at the end of history. Everything has to be paid up. It all has to be cut in those. And there's a lot of Khajbunis out there. We don't know the Khajbunis and Shammai. And we can't make any. But we do know two things. That all the Khajbunis of the ancient clothing that Klaisel needs to have to get, they will get before the Guru Asida. And this is the basic understanding, if to understand what happened in the last 50 years. But we know another thing also. All of the Nakomas, and all of the Chasadim that the Bnei Shlomo owes us, before Mashiach, also going to be paid up. Nothing got lost. All the way back from the first Goy, who picked up the hand, the first Yid, every tear that dropped from any Yiddish Imam's eye, the Cheshbon is kept. It was anything. It's all going to be paid. But it doesn't have much time left. So, these generations, things happen very quickly, very strongly. There are things that happen that don't. We can't can't come to a simple cause and effect idea of what did I do today and therefore the world's doing all this. So, Yesi HaKayin Chosi, the Toiv of the Zakus of the Chaim of Yesi, and he was a Kayin. This is the Kayin's job. He was the Chosid. The Fnei Meshur HaSadim. The Mesillas Yesharim explains that the site of all Hasidus, and all Precious, which are the two sides of the coin, Hasei Veloisese, of the Fnei Meshur HaSadim, always have to have the Yesod in Tev, Dahin. Nerotzen HaTev. This Bechal doesn't relate to you. It must come from the Yesod HaAv. The Shoyrish of Hasidus is, the Rambam says this also in Shemayim Prakim, that if a person tells you, can you bring me a cup of water, and you're not his Oyev, the boss, he says, bring a cup of water, you bring a cup of water. So you go, you get a cup of water, you brought him a cup of water, you wait. If a father asks for a cup of water, and the son knows that he didn't say cold cup of water with ice cubes, he just said cup of water. But he knows that his father likes ice cubes in water. So his father doesn't have to, he just says, can you bring me a cup of water, please? And the son makes the extra tircha of making sure it comes the way he knows that he's not just to be his. The av, the relationship of av, goes beyond the and requires the person to relate with Nivishas. That's what I say is toiv. More than the requirements. All Hasidus and all Precious has its makor in the Shoyish of Chesed, in the Shoyish of the desire to go beyond, to extend. The Chidush of the Mishnah here, and what the Maral explains to us, that the Zakus of Chaimim is that makor of that where Hasidus comes from. More than, for example, Seichel, or more than, that's the other thing, it's Yerched. The Chiddush of that, and the understanding of that is, Chomer is an aspect of the Din. All of the rules of nature are Din. Everybody who jumps off a roof breaks his nose. There are exceptions, Nisi. But the chukim is, if you jump off, I didn't mean it, it doesn't help. It was an action, it doesn't help. It was for very, very good intentions. Still doesn't help. Because if you jump off, Chomer, the very existence of Chomer, the reason why, I won't go into physics, but we're very used to looking at solids and seeing them as solids. Even to the limited knowledges that scientists have today, they know that it's just to a very large degree an optical illusion. There really aren't anything solids. They're all moving around at tremendous speeds. Little pieces of them, tremendous speeds. Everything's moving. And if you'd have something that would be of the right size, or of the right force that could go through, everything has more holes than space, more space than matter. Every atom is, I don't remember the exact figures, but it's like 3% matter and 97% space. It's just that they're very, very small, and a lot of them together, so when we take something very gross, like a finger, it's solid, can't get it through. But in truth, things are not like that. Things are koichos, things are forces. Din, that's the understanding of din, is that it restricts things to its form. This is the way it is. Kacha. Rachman says, you can extend it. You can wait. Wait till yesterday. was the problem? I'm not saying how many I lost it. And, you know, Zakas Ochoimer. The idea of Hasidus, like, so it's Zakas Ochoimer. Ochoimer, a person who is, we're all Baal Ochoimer. So a person can have different levels of Ochoimer. Yidden, for all the generations, who existed with Goyim, was Poshet. To every Yid, that what the Gemara says, At and Nikki Odom. And those things out there, they're not Nikki Odom. Poshet. Look at them, you look at the Yid. It's made out of some different material. Relative to a good, a Yid Zakus Ochoimer has a different, it's made out of different material. There's a Zakus. And there are levels of, within the Yid also. There are different levels of Zakus. Chomer relates to the, if a person is Chomer, so that's Mechayvim to do if you're Mishur Sadiq. A person who's a Chomer different person is a person who likes the things should be just so. This should be what it's supposed to be, and it should be this, and it should be on time, it should be, everything should be just so. The extensions of Toiv, the Or, if you want to call it, of Toiv. Toiv. That comes from the Zachos of Chaymer. Everything that is a Rochuk, you know, Chaymer is called Toiv. It's a Chazal that says that. What's the. The ultimate Toiv is called is the Vaisha in the Toiv. Lekwek Toiv is not Toiv. So the Chazal says that Nasati Toiv, Ayde Toiv, Lit Toivim, there's a couple of Toivs there. The Toiv is the Toiv Lekwek Toiv. The Ayde Toiv is Meshe Beinu, because it says on him also a Pasuk that he was Toiv when he was born. He's supposed to do about that, no? Kaisal and Kirtoiv. Toiv. Poshut Toiv. When you talk about it, we understand it very poshut. See, a person is a good person. What do you mean? What's mean, a good person? A good person, a person who has a Zachus of Chaymer. The Chaymer after happen. When something is solid, when it's dindik, it has to be just so. But when something is Toiv, when something is less, more Zach, less solid, then it's mayor, it's radiates. It really gives out. The Zachos of Chaymer, as much as Chaymer, the Zachos of Chaymer is Mechayev, seems to be Mechayev, not going beyond the requirements. The Zachos of Chaymer requires extensions, the Ha'oros Ponim, the Chesed, I think we show it in the Toiv. The Oyv Shol and the Oyv Shol.
Unless I might be misunderstanding it, don't we come then down to the fact that the less din, the more Torah?
That's one half of the picture. Let's say, now let's learn the other half, so we get the whole picture. Right now, we were talking about Yeshiv, according to Chosid, so this strengthened our natural inclination to look at Chesed as something good and Din as something bad. So you just repeat it, right? Yeah, now we're speaking about the Milas of Chesed, the Mila of the famous was a Din. So you get the impression, again, all upon the Din is a negative. So let's learn the second half of the Mishnah, and we'll hear the other half. The other person in the Mishnah, the next one that we have, is Hashem ben Asal Yori Chet. Ein Bor Yori Chet. So he was the classical anti-Nat Bor. The person who got the title of Yori Chet. But where does the title of Yori Chet come from? So, the portion explained. This is a dover that is mentioned many, many times in the Yodis, because it's a big, big research. figure out, as you have it many times, the relationship between Chochmah and Yir. The Mishnah later in Chochmah and Yir, and Yir and Chochmah. There are many, many of the same idea that's repeated in many different forms and very different variations. This is one of them. According to the map that we were going with the whole time, so we're now here at the level of Seichel, the higher level. That's the level that relates directly to the Kinyan of Chochmah. That's the job of Seichel. Seichel is the Kli Kibul for Chochmah. The Mida, the Koyach, HaNefesh, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai identified this Talmud, that relationship to this Koyach is, Yoichet. The Yimei HaNeroim that we are approaching, that we are working with now, should be preparing for. It would be impossible to understand what's wanted, what's expected from us, without some inkling of the understanding of the Yisrael. And this Yisrael is something that basically makes Klai so different than good. What's different between Yiddishkeit and religion? In religion, Yira is something that relates to Nefesh, Aguf, only. Chochmah, I in Aristotle's or anybody else that you want, that's under Chochmah Bugoyim, and you see if their Chochmah brings them to Yira. And you'll see that the opposite. The greater the Chochmah, the less the Yira. The greater the Chochmah, the less the Maisim will Mechuyiv to be Oizkah. The Maral explains to us here a davar that's it's explained in many of the Sforim and in Pirkei Avos in many places. A yisoid. There's a simple motion. A person who's close to a melech, a real melech, we should at least maybe spend time learning some Tanakh to have understanding what a melech is. If you learn Tanakh, and you see the Malchus Yisrael, even David and Shlomo, not the Malachim afterwards even necessarily, just David and Shlomo, you'll see that a false move could cross the person ahead very quickly. It happened in Al-Yimin Al-Smol. Here Malchus was very serious business. A misstep in Covenant Malchus, called the Tzar Tzava Adoini, which he's Mechuyiv to, not in front of the Melech. But if he does it in front of the Melech, right in Malchus, he can get killed for that. Ayimin Velasmo. A person can be married by Malchus. A person who is Aymed with Nea Melech. Or we see even by the Malchus of Goyim, if you see the descriptions of how Ezra, Chemi, all of those who were Aymed, the base Melech, Bovel. There were Tachsisim, Luchim, and Ochok, so it was very, very serious business. Very, very serious business. You had to be a very special training and quality to be Aymed with Nea Melech. Because it was a very serious business. A person who was also, he was also an Eved Lamelech. But he lived out in the region someplace, a distance from the Melech. So his year, his requirements, his relationship of year to the Melech is on a much lower level. This level of year, this level that we're referring to now, which is year eschet, as Ra'al explains, is directly a derivative of the closeness of the person to the Melech. A person who's far away from the Melech cannot and will not have this level of year. Ain't boy year in chet. You can't. It's not trying to. He's far. Person who's close to the Rebbe Shalom, he stands in Oymid Lifnei HaMelech, and Eved who stands in Beis HaMelech, Oymid Lifnei HaMelech, will Baal Korcha. It's almost an Because he's an idiot. He doesn't understand what he doesn't know where he is. But he's Aymir Lefnei HaMelech as a Yid. The Yisoy Godel is that there is one basic factor, more than anything else, that determines closeness or distance from Krishna. And that's Chokhmah. The Dveikus of Klai Yisrael to the Baruch Shalom, the Mokam of Dveikus, the Koyach, which we come to that level of Dveikus of standing in with Nehem Aleph. Ma'alan with HaKadosh Baruch. So your distance, you're very far. Where do we stand close? The koyach that stands us as a person can be is the koyach atay. Not stam chokhmah, but chokhmah is Hashem. Dvar Hashem. Shemayim knows. Dvar Hashem. Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. And he brings down Dini Teir, says, Omar Hashem Yisbach. Omar Hashem Yisbach. The Baruch Hashem said that Bor is chayef like this, and this Dini Teir, Omar Hashem Yisbach. These are the Dvorim Hashem, this is Chokhmah Hashem. The Pella, the Nes, that Odom is capable, B'seichel ha'Odom, to be koilit machshavas Hashem is the nes of all nes, and it is the gilui of what the koyach of all the really is. The chelik of elokam imal, the chelik haneshom, the chelik al yoyinu, is the great capability of man to be massive to. And this I never tested, but I've heard people have done. They say great professors, great professors, who in Chokhmah Goyim are very, very respectable levels, but Torah B'Goyim Al-Tayim, because you can't sit down and understand. They won't, they don't understand anymore. They'll sit down, you learn with Dr. Moore, then they don't understand. They don't understand what's going on. Doesn't go in. A Yid Atmik Be'odom, we have a neshama, we have this koyach seichel, which relates that seichel adam, which relates to seichel aluki. They match. The Mesos Yisharim in Derech Eitz Chaim, as after the Mesos Yisharim, explains that there are two koyachos, that two dvorim in the world, that were made as exact Siamese twins, exactly meeting one another. One is the Torah, and the other is seichel adam. Seichel Adam is the perfect, exact kli to mekabel the kol teikul. The Torah Torah matches perfectly to Seichel Adam. What Adam? Obviously, Atan Nikra Adam. The Chokhmah Goyim is a different pasha for that. They take a have in their Chokhmah Shailas of whether their Chokhmah is really basically of a different sort than monkey's Chokhmah. Chalikis maybe, yes, maybe not. Talk about it. Because it's a Takeh Shal, so it's a good shot. Because this is a simple animal, more developed animal, simple Chokhmah, a little bit more developed Chokhmah. It's not even, it doesn't mechayiv, it's not mechayiv here. It doesn't stand the person with all of the Chokhmah Aristotle, it didn't stand him in front of the bench. But the year, the Chokhmah, the Seichel, the neshama of Yid, the Torah capabilities of understanding that you can, is mechayiv yirichet. That the five talmidim who his meter was corresponding to the koyach haseichel, so the meter of Yerichon and Taylor of Yerichon and Zaka gave him yirichet. He's an oimid lefnei melech. He's a person who stands under the yiras hamalkus. The awesomeness of Yiras HaMalchus in direct contact. The Yom Naroim, the Gemara, everybody knows. Each person has brought the Fnei HaMelech one by one. Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, one by one. On a regular year, a regular day of the year, to be zeichet to Ashkocha Protis, either at Tzibur, Hanhogar Ashkocha Protis, either at Tzibur, or as our man says, either a Rosh or Godel or a Tzadikot. Klai Yisrael and the Aser Yisrael Tshuva. So when is the time of Goran Brochus? Where's the time that a Yochid has the din of a Tzibur? That Korosh and the Chol Kareen or Elov? So the Aser Yisrael Tshuva. These are the days that every Yid is raised up, or the Rabbani Shem lowers himself down. Al Eich Shalo Yeh, the matzav is the matzav of a year. The matzav is Oymid Mifnei HaMelech. And a person is Oymid Mifnei HaMelech, unless he buries himself, his head in the sand, he's standing in the matzav of a year. You have to know that that year, of year is chet, which is a very high level, the totem pole, is very different than years of Oymid, which are the simple levels of year, which is the beginning levels of the totem pole. The Yiras Chet is not Yiras Oynish. It's Yiras the Chet itself. It comes from Noira, like these are called Yimei, they're not called Yimei Pachat, they're called Yimei Yom Anoroi, Noira. When a person is Oymid Lefnei HaMelech, his first thoughts, or his total thoughts, right, are not on whether I'm going to get killed today or not, whether I'm going to get punished. The person is relating to a koyach, an awesome koyach, an awesome quality, something that has awesome power. Standing in that situation is a situation where sets a person that he knows he has to do things right. Not because what's going to be the results, because the standing in that matzav requires it. Because it requires it, if it doesn't, there are results. But the relationship is that direct relationship of standing for the Bani Shalom. The Yisaydai comes from Tayyar. The Mimi Yuchot, when we have this as a Hanhoga for all of Klai Yisrael, is this version of Tshuva. And as a Madrigal for Koyido, every Shemana Esrei is Oymid Lefnei HaMelech. There are halachas that come from that. When you stand in Shemana Esrei, a snake will be running around your fingers and feet, and you can't be much. Time for the snake. Halachas. Right? Time to worry about snakes. Yeah, even the name milk. The halachas tefillah. But the sheirish of the koya, chloe, that can be ma'ale ha'odah, to be b'chlau, Oymid Lefnei HaMelech, to be a person that stands close to the Melech. The Kiryas Elokim. Kiryas Elokim Litoy. Kiryas Elokim. He shall flow. Litoy. You can get burnt up there. Right, as you are. If you're gas, San Chanami, go to that. Kepayishon gave us a matonet teva. Kepayishon gave us a koyach of gapping, a tremendous gap between Hu B'Shemayim and Atala Oretz. That koyach is the koyach HaTayr, the koyach HaChokmah, and the place that's chal on the person is the seichel. Right, so this is this koyach that we're referring to here, which the Mishnah of Yechem and Zakai said on Shimon that he's the Yorichet. This is the Harusim, the second Harusim, the Yosei HaKoyim, the Shimon, the Yorichet.